I'm your host, Smart Sister, and this is the Smart Sister Show. And honey, first, it is hot as hell out here in California. Woo! I like heat, but good God Almighty. But anyway, speaking of heat, let's talk a little bit about Ice Cube and what's going on in the world right now with a lot of these people that I just got to get this off my chest of how some folks are acting. Now, first of all, I named this video Push Your Mind Right. Of course, you all that know rap know well that Ice Cube did not say that. It was Fabulous. I got it from that song, Can't Deny It. Y'all know that. Some of y'all do. And my old butt still likes some rap. So I got some stuff that I listen to. However, you know, if you know the song, you know what I'm talking about when he said, push your mind right. Now, what I am meaning by that in this video is to talk about how some of us are going to have to be guided to think properly and critically about what is going on in the world. Now, y'all already know, those of you all that follow my videos and everything know the vitriol I have gotten in a lot of stuff. And it's fine, because now, honey, I just block your ass so you don't have to see none of my videos. But basically, the thing is, we as a people have got to learn, I don't know how long it's going to take, that we all can have a difference of opinion without trying to totally put out the thoughts of people that think differently. Now, for example, one of my most viewed videos is when I was talking about having substance, not symbol, when I was talking about this presidential race. And basically, all I said, is the fact of the matter that we as a people need to start getting something for our vote instead of keep giving it away to folks that don't give a damn and ain't gonna give us shit. Okay, that's real simple, real simple. But then you got some of us that our brain, our thinking is so far gone that we can't even think straight. Now, basically, in that whole thing with the presidential race, you know, where you got some folks that's going to be Democrat till the day they die. I don't care if Satan was running as a Democrat, they vote for him. Okay, same thing with Republicans. That's why I was calling a lot of Democrats blue MAGAs, because you got the MAGAs too. No matter what, I don't care how crazy 45 can get, whatever he say, whatever he do, they gonna support him no matter what. You can't say shit. Okay, so we've gotten to a point where we got these demigods, or folks are so caught up in their own dogma that they can't see the forest for the damn trees. Okay, you can't think critically, because anybody that could would see what's wrong with both of the damn parties that we have. Okay? So, and then you want to talk about all the independent people, all the so-called progressive left or whoever that ain't getting with it, ain't feeling it, and then we got a problem. Okay? There's something wrong with us. When all I'm saying is, think about what you're doing. Okay? Push your mind right where you can see past your own shit. Some of us bougie ass black folks are like, oh, we have a black woman running, and no matter what, it doesn't matter what her record is, just we should support her no matter what. Okay, well, you saw what that got us with Obama. All right. And before I ain't get ready to go in on him, I'll do a special show just for that. But see, some of y'all, shut up. You can't say nothing. Well, see, That's what I'm talking about. You can agree to disagree. You can have decent conversation. I'm not going to sit up here and talk about him like a dog, even if I disagree with his policies and how his whole administration works. I have the right to do that. He's a politician. Okay, but we get all personal and shit. Like, oh my God, you can't say nothing. Why not? And the same thing with Miss Kamala, or Kamala, or Kamala, as some of us say. I saw a thing on Facebook today. They were sitting up there talking about, ooh, we need to send a message to the AKs, and maybe they need to talk to her about she should wear more dresses. You know. The pantsuits are a little dated, and that's a little old. Maybe she should get a stylist and help her out as she's running for office. I mean, damn what she stand for. Damn what she gonna do when she get in office. Damn all that. She needs to wear a dress and get out them pantsuits. I was like, okay. I thought I didn't seen it all, but that just took the damn cake. Now you see what I'm talking about. The brain cells of some people. Our people are getting killed like flies. There is no justice. It's just us. And we sitting up here worrying about whether she wearing pantsuits or a dress. Push your damn mind right. The only way we gonna get anything, the only way we gonna get so-called freedom and justice is to get a plan, execute the plan, and stay on code and make sure the shit happens. That's what white supremacy does. Whatever they have to do to put forth their agenda and make sure it's done, that's what they do, no matter fucking what. Okay? We got to start being the same way, because the bottom line is we have been so manipulated in how we think about things that we forget real shit. Okay, we don't think about that. We're not thinking about running our own country. We're not thinking about having our own communities in control. Everybody comes in our community and makes money, and when the sun go down, they leave and they take their money with them. Like they say, our money stays in our community 6 hours. That's all. If that, I think. You know, the bottom line is, if you haven't been taught to think about having your own shit and doing your own shit. You see in history, every time we did, white folks came and tore the shit up and bombed it or burnt it down. Now, am I saying we need to be scared and, oh my God, white people? No. Because when you get your shit and know you going to fight back, and a lot of us did fight back and get killed. But today is a whole new day. Everybody can see what you're doing. See, they didn't have no news and internet and all that stuff back there, so they could do that shit and get away with it. Now, not. And then a lot of us been in the military, and we packing too. So you can bring that shit if you want to. Like that little Rittenhouse or whatever the fuck his name is, came up being all tough and shit. And then went home. His mama brought him there. Now, Miss Harris locked up some black mothers for their kids with truancy. Anybody gonna lock up that little motherfucker's mama who brought him to Wisconsin and obviously brought all the guns? Is anything gonna happen to her? Is she gonna be locked up for fucking up the mind of a minor? See, that's the kind of shit we do. We've been so conditioned. You know, what we do is way worse than anybody else. And this bitch is growing up, is raising a little terrorist. So the motherfucker gonna be in jail because he killed 2 white folks. When I heard that they didn't say who he killed, I knew they was white. You know, ooh, we can't. No, don't put that out there, how this little guy came and killed white people. You know, we've got to keep the story of a teen and troubled teen. And he, you know, you see what I'm saying? Think, people, think. Look at how they handle stuff. Look at what the media does. They keep it quiet on a whole bunch of shit because they got to keep you thinking the way they want you to think. And too many of us fall for the shit hook, line, and sinker. Like I said, push your mind right. Get out of that shit. Think for yourself. Do for yourself. We got to do this because this country, the democracy is over. Been over. But y'all still trying to run around and believe in that shit. Okay? And it ain't never been set up for you from the beginning. And for all of y'all that want to sit up here and talk, again, I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. All of y'all that are sitting up there talking about, if you don't vote, you messing up, you not honoring our ancestors. Our ancestors were trying to fight for freedom and justice. Voting just was one aspect of that they saw and that they were trying to do. Their fight was to give us the opportunity to vote. They wasn't telling you who to vote for. They wasn't telling you what party you should be in. It's just your ability to vote. But that's just it. You have the choice to do it or not do it. That's no affront to them. Because they were just trying to get where we could. The fact of the matter is we keep thinking about civil rights. Just like Malcolm said years ago, civil means the white man is up here and you down here and you got to ask him. Okay. So see, we keep thinking that we got to ask for something. You know, we begging to stop, please stop killing us. Police brutality is wrong. We got to get out here. Black Lives Matter. That's true, but what you going to do about it? That's the point, people. You can't keep asking your oppressor to free you. What sense does that make? Push your mind right. It is not going to happen. It ain't happening all this time. Like I said the last time, here we go having a 57th year anniversary of the March on Washington, and we still asking for the same shit. We still doing the same shit. Why? Because you're in that mindset that you have to ask, and Massa, please, oh Lord, is we sick? That house nigga and field nigga shit, still. Some folks I ain't worried about nothing but themselves and could give less than a shit about black people. And that's the point. Everybody come in and make money off of us but us on our own shit. Okay? Push your mind right so you can do for yourself. See, a lot of y'all, that's why you sitting back waiting on this presidential thing in election, like, oh, all your fucking worries gonna be over after November 3rd, 4th, 5th? Really? What the fuck you really think is gonna happen? What's gonna change in your life that day? Oh, well, ooh, at least we'll be done got rid of Trump. And so then what you get? You still at the bottom of every fucking thing, whether it's him or the Democrats. That's what I'm saying. So all y'all talking about, oh, you don't ever talk about Trump. You know what Trump is. You know what he stands for. You know what he is and is not going to do. Ain't no fucking doubt about it. Okay? He ain't for you. He tell you he ain't for you. Fuck y'all. We don't need your votes. We trying to be nice and maybe some of y'all can come in. And then you got the black Republicans that are there that are taking the racist shit. I'm all for business and doing whatever we got to do. That's what we ultimately have to do to get free. So I get it. I understand why they don't support that shit. You know, I get that. But by the same token, you want to sit there and let somebody call you that you from a shithole country, you this, you that, you this, you that. No, fuck it. I like white supremacists. I mean, he just straight up open about his shit. And a lot of us still put up with it because we really like what the party stands for. See, and then you come over to the Democrats, same shit. They talk a whole big old word salad. And when you get through, it ain't said shit. Nothing. Okay? So, once again, like I said, we have... How long are we going to be of the mindset that you can insult us and we got to sit here and figure out and weigh how much insult was it? Was it a lot? Was it a little? Was it... Ooh, well, maybe we could take some because we're trying to get here. So, we'll take that in order to get us to the next... That's why we have no respect and that's why we don't have shit. We compromise. Still asking. And you in the same shit we were 60 years ago. Still at the bottom of everything. So I'm all for it's Blacksit time. It's Blacksit. Pull out of this shit and get your own shit. Now y'all that want to stay there and stay in that frame of mind, you do that. What I've learned after all this time is everybody ain't going to make it and everybody ain't going to come with you. So if your mind is still set on, okay, we got to get the approval of white people and maybe if we work with them long enough, they will see our who we are and they'll change You want to keep thinking like that? So far, history has proven you stupid. But if that's what you want to do, cool. But like they say, lead, follow, or get the fuck out the way. The rest of us that want to see some freedom for real, that's willing to get up and do the work and give it all that we got, that's what we got to do. Damn these people sitting around waiting for somebody to come pick them up and do something for them. Because you're going to be waiting a long time. It's time for us to get our shit, to get our mind where we are thinking critically, where we can figure shit out. It's not really that hard. White supremacy is very clear on what it's about. Very clear. So, they do the same shit over and over, divide and conquer, or, you know, if you can't beat them, join them, and then take over and steer the shit the way you want it to go. Use emotion. That's what they use on us a whole lot. All this shit going on right now in the presidential race is all fucking emotion. Emotion. That shit doesn't last and doesn't get you anywhere. Because when you get through feeling good, feeling proud, feeling what you got left after that. What do you have left? That's all I'm saying. You got to think. You got to think your way and figure this shit out and keep it moving. That's how we're going to really make some changes. All this sitting around and pontificating and sitting back waiting on a messiah or waiting on somebody white to come and save your black ass, we're going to see where you at. You know, leave Ice Cube alone. People talking about him, what he did the best he could with his plan, and now you got a framework that a lot of people can add to and improve. And then there are black agendas across the country, all over everywhere. We got 50 million of them probably. But that's the point, 50 million of them. When are we going to agree on some shit and stay on cold with that on what we decided we're going to agree on and keep moving on that? That's what you got to do. Ice Cube is putting himself out there because people will come for him. They're like, oh, no, long as you was rapping and saying some shit. Wait, what? You trying to do what? Well, we need to have that brother's back. I'm tired of people, a lot of our people sticking their neck out, and then here y'all come ready to hack their head off when you ain't did a damn thing. And then we don't need Obama's big-eared ass to come in and keep squashing shit. That's all the fuck he does. Later for that. For him. Y'all can keep getting stuck all up and stupid. Let him do what he do. But why the fuck he always got to come and try to tell us what to do? Pull up your pants. Talking about black fathers. When has he ever done anything? And so I ain't gonna get off on that, but like I said, push your mind right and start thinking about some other shit and some what real freedom and what real independence is, because obviously too many of us still don't know. We still begging for civil rights when you already were born with human rights. That's what Malcolm said. You have human rights. You don't have to ask nobody for shit. And we still doing it. But I don't. We got to stop. We have got to stop that shit and start making shit happen the way we want it to happen. You need to imagine what would life be like if you were truly free. That's what I want y'all to think about. If you were truly, truly free, what does that mean? What does that feel like, knowing that in your back of your mind, you ain't got to worry about a damn police if they stop you, or your stomach getting nervous when you see the lights flashing, because you don't know, are you going to live to get home? What is it going to be like to be free to do what you want and imagine and create and do whatever you want and benefit from it, not somebody else? That's what I'm saying. Think about what true justice and true freedom is. Then maybe we can get somewhere. So that is it. Once again, as I said, if you want to join me and work with some other progressive, forward-thinking black folks, please email me at smartsisterT@gmail.com. I'll put it in the notes. Okay. Go to my website, smartsister.com. You can leave an email or do whatever there as well. Okay. And finally, go to my YouTube page, Smart Sister T, and you will find all my videos. You'll find everything. Subscribe so you can be the first to get it as soon as I upload them, and then do your thing. And then therefore you can have access to everything. You don't have to remember and try to see when is she going to make another video. What? Okay. You know, and even all y'all haters, because a lot of y'all gonna come see just to see what the fuck I'm saying. So you can disagree and talk about my ass. But, you know, that's cool, too. Because like I said, if you get ignorant, now we can agree to disagree. I like to have a debate. But if all you can do is come on there and talk about my hair, talking about what I look like, talking about how much I eat. And you're damn right. Call me what you want. Don't call me late for dinner. So that's so ignorant. Like I said, your mind is fucked up. But that's where I'm at right now. That's where I would appreciate it if you guys would go there and subscribe, and so I can start getting videos on my YouTube channel rather than all the thousands I get here on Facebook. I would really like to switch it all over, and I may start working on that. So anyway, thank you for everything, and I'll see y'all next time.
Get in on the excitement of playing Math Maze. Math Maze is a fun new card game for the whole family. It's fun, 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 fun for everyone. Don't miss out. Get yours today. Get Math Maze at mathmaze.us. You'll have more fun than you could ever imagine, and the kids might learn something. Math Maze, the new game craze. Order yours today. Call 310-697-3177 or go to mathmaze.us. Do it now. mathmaze.us.
Thank you for coming by the show today, and I really appreciate your support. I really hope I'm able to reach you and help you and give you some information or whatever. Or even if I piss you off, that is the point. At least you're thinking, you're feeling something, and that's exactly what I want the audience that follows me to do. I want you to feel and I want you to think. So thanks again for stopping by. The show now is on iTunes and Stitcher. It should be coming to Google Play and Spotify very soon. So please go there and give me a comment or a like or subscribe. And next month I'm going to do some type of promotion for everybody that leaves a review or whatever of the show on any of those venues. So please keep me in mind also to give any type of donation that you can afford. It takes time, it takes money, it takes everything to make this show possible, and I really want to keep it going for us so I can continue to be an independent voice that we need out here in this world today. So you can go to my website, smartsister.com, and there's a link to my Patreon page, or you can go directly to Patreon. That's patreon.com/smartsister, and you will find my page. And as I said, always feel free to give me any ideas for shows or any topic you'd like for me to address by emailing me at smartsistert@gmail.com. So anyway, thanks again, and I will see you next week. And remember, know thyself. Have a good one.